Claire Elizabeth Barrett once drove alone from Asheville to Albuquerque, New Mexico, 26 straight hours without stopping except for gas.
I'm thinking of actually maybe doing like a cross-country trip as a durational performance, just doing the whole I-40 coast to coast and just calling that the performance.
That view of her art, at times defying conventional boundaries of time, space, and even audience, is among the traits stamping Barrett as a solo performance artist unlike any other in this region. She's a dancer without a company, a sculpture without a pedestal. She might wrap herself in paper, plastic, or holiday lighting, or project images or video onto her body. She traces her beginnings in performance to early childhood, but only in recent years came to understand her art is about transcendence and metamorphosis, evolving in the moment into a new consciousness.
Creating costumes, making videos, creating sound, all of those things as an extension of performance, which originates for me with movement, but has now really extended into all of those other elements just because of needing those elements to fulfill the complete vision.
Barrett grew up in England, in an intentional community just south of Liverpool, and went to a school connected to the Royal Academy of Dance.
I used to create these little shows. I'd do like salon performances, and whether people liked it or not, when we went to people's houses, I'd be like, I'm going to perform for you, I have a costume. I'm going to perform in your living room to some of your music right now. And I kind of haven't really changed much since.
Through teaching exchanges, Barrett's father came to the United States at different points in the 1980s. Toward the end of the decade, Barrett came to visit him at UNC Asheville, marking her introduction to the area.
I was kind of restless, like while I was living in London. I mean, I got like really heavily into like the alternative lifestyle there, like the squatting scene, acid house culture when it first started in London. That was like a big part of my life.
It also shaped Barrett into the artist she is today.
The intention of that kind of music is really to carry the body into dance. Well, it carried me for sure. And it becomes a trance. I mean, like, you know, obviously in that culture there are drugs as well. But I think even without the drugs, it's just the music itself, like, puts you in that trance and makes you go beyond your body's natural kind of limits of strength or endurance, and you can just keep dancing.
For a few years in the early 1990s, Barrett performed in the cast of Unto These Hills, the popular outdoor musical in Cherokee. She first moved to Asheville about 20 years ago and floated between Asheville and New York City, where she worked occasionally as a studio figure model until just a few years ago, when she took over her parents' home in North Asheville. She's now early in the process of turning her house into a retreat and performance lab for visiting artists.
The whole existence of everything that I do is so hodgepodge. Well, one day I'll be getting a National Endowment for the Arts grant, and then the next minute I'm like busking on a street corner or something. It's just like, it could be anything.
Barrett credits some of her romantic relationships for opening artistic channels, but said those relationships also descended into abuse.
It very much felt like they were threatened by me and needed to, like, squash me down. And there was no reason for them to be threatened because they were established artists and very much revered and still are. I mean, I've always had a very strong vision and been determined to follow it. So if anything, it just kind of enhanced that.
Barrett performs under the name C'est la vie, drawn from the French phrase c'est la vie. Other than occasional salons for friends in her backyard, she rarely performs locally, but has toured all over this country and beyond. That places a special light on the performance she's planning for the Asheville Art Museum. It's called Angel of Light. Viewers outside the museum looking in will only see the lights Barrett is wearing. She intends her performance as a beacon for healing and prayer.
Looking up from the Vance Monument, you can see that window. And I was like, there needs to be a performance in this window.
Angel of Light happens March 9th for anyone passing in front of the museum between 7 and 8 p.m. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.